It's Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Zoe Clark. Unless you've been living on Mars, or at least somewhere where there isn't radio or television, the internet, you've most likely heard more than enough about the Iowa caucus, the New Hampshire primary, game-changing South Carolina, and of course, who could forget all about the all-important Florida primary coming up on Tuesday. Well, if you're like me and Michigan Public Radio Network's Bureau Chief Rick Pluta, you probably feel like Michigan is getting left out of the conversation. Well, fear not. Rick Pluta is here to discuss Michigan's Republican primary, which is on February 28th. Rick, welcome.
Hi, Zoe.
So just about a month until Michigan voters go to the polls, and it seems like one day we're hearing that Michigan's primary really, really matters. The next, we're hearing that no, Mitt Romney has got the state wrapped up. Where do things stand, at least as of now?
We were, you know, just a few weeks ago, we were written off, you know, that just things have changed so much since New Hampshire, that we had the Newt Gingrich surge. It's being called Newtmentum. And so now we're going in and everyone's waiting to see what's going to happen in Florida, which is a winner take all primary. And then we'll come out of that and we'll go into Colorado and Minnesota, states that really aren't as big as Michigan. And then after February 7th, we have 21 days where there's nothing. And then the Michigan and Arizona primaries. And Michigan will matter because momentum is everything going into Super Tuesday, which happens shortly after Michigan and Arizona. I've talked to Republican strategists, and they say in a primary season, everything is about momentum. People are jumping in with whoever is surging, and they're dropping off with whoever is lagging. And so that's what you really, really want going into that all-important Super Tuesday primary. And Michigan is going to set the stage for that.
Now, Rick, last year we reported quite a bit on the fact that Republican leaders wanted to make Michigan relevant, wanted to have Michigan be part of this conversation to help build the momentum. So they decided on an early primary, February 28th.
Mm-hmm. One that violates party rules, that will very likely result in Michigan's delegation to the Republican National Convention to be cut in half. But the legislature is really dominated by Romney supporters. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to give Romney an early victory. We were just talking about momentum, an early victory that creates momentum going forward. It was actually considered more important for Romney to have that early momentum going ahead than to actually rack up as many delegates as he possibly could coming out of Michigan. And now that's all in play.
Now, Rick, you know, often I think people assume Michigan is the blue state. We tend to vote Democratic. But if Mitt Romney is the Republican nominee, that might actually bring Michigan in play because of this whole idea, Mitt Romney being the native son, of course, his father, governor of Michigan. I have to wonder, you know, later this morning, President Obama is going to be speaking at the University of Michigan campus. Is this something we're going to see more often? The president coming to the state, is his campaign sort of showing their cards, saying, hey, you know, Michigan maybe is in play?
Well, one of the reasons why the Republican Party establishment in Michigan is so hot on Mitt Romney is because they think because of his ties to the state that it does put Michigan into play. But there are things that President Obama also likes about Michigan. It may be the best economic story he has to tell in the country. There's the rescue and the resurgence of the auto industry that we've got in West Michigan in particular, an advanced battery industry that's burgeoning. And I've heard time and time again that it's a story that the president likes to come to Michigan and tell to the rest of the country.
Well, Rick will obviously talk more about this as the primary comes closer, after we learn more about what Florida means for the state and the in-between days. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Zoe.